afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
Thank you, Isaiah, and hello, everyone. Wow, it has been 4 weeks since we last chatted with one another, and let me say it's great to be back, but I am holding true to my promise. I told you that once I was done with the summer speaking engagement that I was planning on buckling down, and so here is the first of many continued weeks of the podcast, and I'm holding myself to that. You see, I've had this renewed sense of energy around not just the podcast itself, but also speaking engagements. It's one of those things that every time I get up to talk in front of people, while I do still get nervous, once I'm actually up there, I'm in my own environment. And not only am I in my own environment, but just being able to have that impact on college and high school students is really second to none. Whether you impact one of the students or all 200, it matters, but also as long as someone got that message, it's really all I care about in the end, right? And so definitely hoping to be a little bit more active with things, hopefully being a lot more active, just like I was back in the heyday of the podcast. And I'm hoping to do a little bit something special for next week's episode, but I'm actually not too sure about that yet. I've got some things in the work, and we'll see what happens, but no promises. Oh man, I just got a text, and so that makes me remember that I forgot to put my Do Not Disturb on. And that'll happen, right? Since I am hoping to be a lot more active, please, if you don't follow me already, let's just get this out of the way now, a little bit of housekeeping. Follow me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram, at Trent Speaks. I feel like I'm a lot more active on Instagram nowadays, though, so you can definitely find me there. Feel free to reach out. Also have the email address if you ever want to email me, trentspeaks@gmail.com. That is something I have noticed, though, and I've been thinking about this a lot because I have a list of people that I need to reply to, and I found that as I get older, I just care less and less about email, which is very coincidental because that's how I set up a lot of my speaking engagements is through email. And so maybe it's just because it's the business side of things that I have no problem emailing back and replying to people. But my own personal email, I just have had such a hard time keeping up with. And sometimes I'm just like, I really just don't care. I told this guy 2 weeks ago I was going to email him about my club fitting and what I was going to do about buying golf clubs, and I still have yet to email him. He probably thinks I forgot about him, even though I told him I wasn't going to leave him hanging. But I just don't have the energy to reply to people and sit there and type. Again, very coincidental given that I'll text people, but even I've gotten lazy with that lately. I don't know, maybe it's an age thing. Who knows? Well, I've got a candle burning from the Sunday Scaries Velabox collaboration. Got a little rom-com going right now, a little rom-com burning here as I sit and record this week's episode of the podcast. So I'll go ahead and drop the link if you want to get yourself a Sunday Scaries Velabox candle. Highly recommend, though. While you may be a little bit shocked at the price tag, I'll tell you what, the burn time on these is fantastic. The aroma, just the smell of this rom-com one. The rom-com comes in the, I don't even know how many ounces this is, the smaller size, which is perfect for the little office that I record and work in. But they do have two larger size candles as well that you can get that'll be better for a little bit larger of a room. This week I want to talk about really the past couple of weeks. And if you're wondering, okay, well, why didn't we not have a podcast last week? I actually ended up, and funny enough, even looking at my calendar, I'm like, okay, I'm going to begin my marketing plan, diving a little bit more into that. I'm going to have, I already had some stuff written on my calendar for next week. And I unexpectedly did not return at home as soon as I thought I would. So I'm recording here on Sunday, the day before you will be listening to this. So yesterday, Saturday, I finally got home after being gone for 2 weeks. 2 whole weeks, which until you have your own house or until you have your own place, that really may not sound like anything. But let me tell you, it's a long time when you're not sleeping in your own bed. Now, I know I'm only one night of sleep in, but I just had this conversation with my therapist on Thursday about how since the 5th, I have not slept well at all. I've been waking up anywhere from 2 to 5 a.m. and not being able to fall back asleep. So it's made for very long days and very shitty nights of sleep. So we'll see if being back home starts to get me back into that routine. But I feel like this has been a really good reset for me. It's been a good reset to be away for an extended period of time where now that I'm home, I can start to develop the routine that I've been lacking, the routine that I've really been needing. That's both a morning routine, so we'll see tomorrow how I kick things off with my work week. But that's both a morning routine and then an evening bedtime routine as well, which will hopefully help with that sleep, reduce some of that stress, things of that nature, if you will. All that to say, I really want to talk about dating yourself on the podcast this week. And maybe this is an episode that I should have saved for the potentially special episode that I'll have next week, given that I know that there will be a little bit more meat to this topic, if you will. But alas, I figured a great return deserves a great podcast. So I want to talk about this concept of dating yourself. And I think that it's something that maybe we've heard before, but it's not something we take seriously. Yeah, we'll go out and do something for ourselves every now and again, or we'll buy some sort of gadget or experience. But to take a true vacation, to take a true trip for you and solely you, there's just something about it. A buddy of mine was on vacation all of last week. He has 3 amazing kids whom I love dearly. His wife is fantastic. And so his version of dating yourself may look different than my version of dating yourself. I imagine it is a lot different when you have kids. But for me and where I'm at right now, I had the ability, my wife knew that I had this speaking engagement, that I was planning on using part of that paycheck to take a little trip for myself, because I don't in reality, I don't really ever do a whole lot for myself. I'll go here and there, I'll want to spend money on things, but to take a trip like that, and I will probably way sooner than she would, not probably, I know way sooner than she would, I'll often text her and be like, I wish you were here, I wish you would have come, I miss you. But I know that it's really good for me to get away, to do things for myself, to try and entertain myself. And so I had visited a couple friends before the speaking engagement. So the speaking engagement was on a Wednesday. I left on a Saturday, went to Minnesota, spent the day with a friend. And then the following day, I woke up and left to spend 2 days in Fargo with a former coworker of mine. We haven't seen each other in 8 years, but we still talk often enough where we've maintained that friendship. And so it was great to see a couple people along the way. Of course, I went a day early, as I like to do before the speaking engagement. Make sure I got to my final destination okay, and actually played golf all by myself. And I remember, man, that was just so great in and of itself to be able to be out on the golf course. It was a beautiful day. Could not have asked for more perfect weather. A great course, minus the fact of how difficult the greens were, just with the slopes and everything. I was just talking to a buddy of mine today, saying I played really well until I got onto the green, and that actually hurt a lot of my scores. I even remember writing on the scorecard, because typically I'll take a little note for myself if I have a scorecard on by myself. And there were a couple of times I remember noting that I had great shots, but it was really the putting and the short game that killed me, just because their greens were in great shape, but they were terrible to play. And my fellow golfers out there will understand that little sentence. So I golfed, it was called the Bluffs in Vermilion, South Dakota. Best golf cart I've ever been in, that's for damn sure. It had a GPS screen, so it would do a flyover of the hole as you're pulling up to the hole. It would tell you the distance to the front of the green and to the back of the green. It would also, you could measure your shot distance. So I would click a button, it would reset, and I where I started driving from to my ball. It would tell me how far I exactly hit that ball. I didn't find out until after the turn, so on hole 11, that it also had Bluetooth, where I could pair my phone and play it, my music. So it was just, all in all, a fantastic time. And I texted Leanne while I was out there, and I said, this is exactly what I needed. I'm so glad that I came to golf this course. One of the hesitations I had, and I actually waited until the morning of to book it, one of the hesitations I had with booking that by myself is, there are way too many golf courses. Let's talk about this for a minute. There are way too many golf courses in the United States that think that they have to put four players at that tee time. And so one of my biggest hesitations and thing I was most nervous about was, I do not want to be paired with three random people. It's not that I don't like talking to people and meeting people. It's just that when I'm playing golf, a game that I am just like decent at best at, I really don't want to be playing with people who are phenomenal and I feel like they're waiting on me, they're judging me for the shots that I'm taking, they're judging me because I'm just a shit golf player and I'm just out here trying to have fun. Thank goodness I was not paired with anyone. I was able to be by myself. A couple times I'd throw down an extra ball and hit an extra ball and just see. So, I mean, if you were to look at my score on 18 birdies, it's not truly reflective of shot for shot. But hey, that's why we're just amateur golfers out here on the course. After my talk the following day, I was able to speak with 200 RAs on roommate and conflict mediation, everything could not have gone any smoother from their end. On my end, there were a couple things just mentally I was thinking about in terms of the talk. But of course, given that I am the one that put that together, it's easy to for me to be a lot more critical of it than someone who had zero investment into the putting together of it and what to expect. So it was nice to hear that that went off without a hitch from their point of view. And then I headed to Kansas City. So I actually was going to Kansas City and St. Louis for a couple days. St. Louis, the one big and really only thing that I wanted to do outside of a baseball game. Unfortunately, there wasn't one there at the time. I wanted to do the Anheuser-Busch Brewery Tour, so I'll talk about that in a little bit. Phenomenal. And then I stopped in Kansas City as well for a couple of days. Now, I wish I would have stayed one more night in Kansas City. That would have allowed me the opportunity to catch them playing against the Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals, in Kansas City. However, unfortunately, that just did not work out. But Kansas City is great. I would love to take Leanne and the dogs back there, actually. A few recommendations from a girlfriend of ours really paid off. I was texting her while I was there, and I said, hey, you're one for one, you're two for two. It kind of just kept tallying up as I was visiting some of the places that she recommended. But shout out to Jack Stack Barbecue. Fantastic. Great, great barbecue. And I had never had burnt ends before. Heck, I never heard of burnt ends before. But they were to die for. I should have just gotten an entire order of burnt ends because they were juicy, they were tender. Chef's kiss, perfection. Checked out the Plaza, which is the world's or the U.S. Either or. I mean, those are two very different things. But the first outdoor mall, which was really interesting. And Leanne goes, you're at a mall while you're in Kansas City? And I was like, yes, but I never go to the mall. There were a lot of cool stores, a lot of little local boutiques, some of the bigger shops as well, but it was just something different to check out. Hit up Chicken and Pickle. That was a really cool place. And let me back up. The night before, so my first night in Kansas City, I went to a jazz lounge, the Green Lady Lounge. Highly recommend going there. And then I also went to Swordfish Tom's, the speakeasy after that. Also recommend Swordfish Tom's. But at the Green Lady Lounge, which is interesting because it was actually red, I was talking to a couple people when I sat down. Well, they started talking to me, and then they got talking to the bartender. So I was just sitting there enjoying the live music. Fantastic, by the way. I highly recommend checking that out if you're ever in Kansas City. And a guy next to me named Michael started chatting with me. And Michael and I chatted for maybe 2 hours. I don't know what it is about me, but and again, I love talking to people. I'm not complaining here. But I don't know what it is about me that people just love to start talking to me. And so we got into this big conversation. One of the things I thought was super interesting was how he was saying how people have their own story to share, blah, blah, blah. And so we got talking and I told him about the podcast. And I told him that that is how the podcast started, was because of a talk I had written. And one of the points of that talk is about sharing the stories of others or learning other people's stories. Sorry, learning the stories of others, which then morphed into the podcast of sharing the stories of others. And so it's just weird the way that that all kind of connected and God had brought us together in that moment, in that place, for him to want to be able to talk to me. We had been sitting there probably for at least a half hour, if not a little bit longer, next to each other before he finally initiated some conversation with me. We had just made very slight eye contact, and that's all it took. Very nice guy. I have his phone number. I should reach out to him. But we talked about a lot of different things. Next day at Chicken and Pickle, I'm sitting at the bar. This guy had walked in. He's working on his laptop or something. He obviously is a regular there. He's talking to the bartenders and everything. And again, I don't even remember what it was, but he starts talking to me. Now, this is the one person out of the entire trip whose name I did not get. But he had come over here from Europe back in the early 2000s. And so we were talking about all sorts of things, the difference between US and Europe when it comes to work, lifestyle, cultural things. He was showing me photos of his daughter and of his nephew. Again, great guy. Also another great location. That's one that I feel like I would need to go there with someone to truly, fully enjoy the experience of being able to play pickleball, play bags, do some of the outdoor activities. But another nice place that I would revisit. Now, from there was a place that had been on my list. It was not a recommendation, but I saw it on TikTok. And it was a dog bar. It's called Bark or Bar K. One of the two, I don't know, because it depends on how you Google it and how you look it up. Essentially, it's a glorified dog park. And this is where I could have spent hours. I was there for, probably a couple hours. I'm not sure how long I was there. But it was just so fun being able to watch all the different dogs running around, playing with each other. They have a little bar both inside and outside in the gated area where you can get drinks and everything and just kind of hang out. So that was another really cool thing. And there was a Justin Moore concert that I was talking to my buddy about for, I would say, at least 2 weeks leading up to this Kansas City trip. Well, after a lot of research and a lot of back and forth, I decided, you know what, I'm not going to get a ticket. Well, of course, the day comes and I'm thinking, okay, I should go to that Justin Moore concert. So I ordered an Uber to go back and I'm looking on my phone and there's no tickets left. And they were only $25 general admission tickets and there's no tickets left. I'm like, all right, well, that's too bad. I'm going to go to Howl at the Moon because I think they have dueling pianos tonight. Well, I ended up getting to Howl at the... Well, I was trying to get to Howl at the Moon. And I walked by three or four times where my GPS said the entrance was. And for the life of me, it was like platform 9 3/4 because all there was a brick wall. And so I'm thinking, all right, either I have to run through this wall or it's just not here. So there was a country bar that I had been wanting to go to. And so I was like, I'll just pop in the country bar and that's it. Well, I get up to the country bar and there's on the other side of me, straight across, there's access to the outside portion where Justin Moore is going to be playing. However, there's a bouncer standing there. And so I debated for a while. I was like, man, that sucks. Maybe I'll still be able to hear him, but not because they're going to have their music blaring, which is stupid. And I see these girls walk out and the bouncer doesn't do anything. So I'm thinking, okay. So I decide, you know what? I'm just going to take a risk. I'm going to take a chance. Just see what happens. Well, I walked out, nothing happened, boom. I am now in the venue for free to see Justin Moore. I ended up finding the spot. This guy came over, was talking to the girl in front of me. He turns around, looks at me, looks at the people next to him and says, hey, would someone mind holding her spot while I go introduce her to my dad? People next to them didn't say anything, so I'm by myself. I'm like, sure, yep, I'll do it. Well, long story short, I ended up befriending this girl. I befriend the security guard next to me because the girl that I befriended had already befriended the security guard. So now we have this three-way friendship where I'm protecting her spot. I leave. I come back. People are standing behind her. I'm thinking, all right, well, I just lost my really great viewing spot. She turns around, waves me up, and she's like, oh, don't worry. I've got you. I told those people that you were with me so that you could come back up here. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is perfect. I'm at a Justin Moore concert for free. I have the best viewing spot above that we could possibly have. I was talking to her. She ended up having to get there at 5:15. Concert was going to, quote unquote, start at 7:30. I got there at like 7:15. So I just really lucked out with that one. We chatted for a while. Chatted with the security guard for a while. We all took a picture together to send to our respective spouses so that they could see that we were all having a good time and hanging out with new friends. So again, another new friend, right? So I had for a while said to Leanne, oh, well, if you can't come with me or if you're not going to come with me on the trip, maybe I should just come straight home. Well, I'm glad that I didn't. All in all, I'm glad that I didn't. The next day, I actually almost went straight home. I was going to go to the brewery tour and then not stay the night in St. Louis and just go back home to meet her and at her parents. But I went to the brewery tour. Fantastic. Wow, all of it's just fantastic, right? If you ever get the chance to go to St. Louis, it's about a 4.5-hour drive from Chicago. It's a three-and-a-half-hour drive from Kansas City. I just saw something online the other day that said I think it's a 7-hour drive from the Twin Cities. Or maybe that was to Kansas City. I don't know. But anyway, in St. Louis, I highly recommend going to the Anheuser-Busch Brewery Tour and do the 2-hour one. It's $40. You get a hat, you get a pint glass. But the tour in and of itself, this is for my beer lovers. This is for my brewery lovers. Very interesting facts. One of the facts I found the most interesting, I of course loved the packaging area the best, but one of the facts I found most interesting was that, if you did not know this, they have breweries like brewing warehouses across the nation so that they can keep the beer fresh. So I think there's 7 of them across the nation. St. Louis distributes to the Midwest. If their canning and bottling line were to go down, their warehouse has 850,000 cases. It would take the Midwest 17 and a half hours, only 17 and a half hours to drink that warehouse dry. That's insane. 17 and a half hours. I just thought that was crazy. Also drank the freshest beer I'll ever drink right out of the vat. It had been put in there the day before at 2:43 a.m. And we were drinking it the next day at, what time would that have been? Approximately 3 o'clock p.m. Crazy. Not much more happened after that, except that afterwards we got to get a quote-unquote free drink. I say that because, remember, I paid $40 for this. So I was hanging out. I'm talking to a couple of the people that are there. I decide that I'm going to go to the beer garden after we all leave. I decide I'm going to go to the beer garden, check that out, because I think that's a cool concept. So I go up to the bar, and this girl comes over to me. And she is a girl from my tour, and her boyfriend, come to find out later, her and her boyfriend have both said, oh, he looks like a really cool person. while we were on tour. They're like, we want to be his friend. And so in the beer garden, she comes up to me and she says, hey, me and my boyfriend are just sitting right over here. Would you like to join us? And I was like, absolutely. So she bought me a beer. They both bought appetizers. And so I had free appetizers, essentially. I made out really well here. But yeah, come to find out, they were both like, he looks like a really cool guy. We want to be his friend. They saw me come outside to the beer garden. And he and her told me they both looked at each other and they didn't really even need to say anything. And they both got up and she was like, don't worry, I got this. So again, I don't know what it is about me. I'm very approachable. Don't even have to say a lot of words, apparently, to be approachable. But I made friends at not almost every single place I went, but I made friends at a lot of places I went, which was really cool. All of that to say, make sure that you're doing things for yourself. Make sure that you are getting quality time with you. Do whatever you need to do to fill your cup. It was so nice. I did not want to go back to work after being off 4 days. It was so nice to be off from work, to not really have any responsibilities, more or less. So date yourself. I think you'll be surprised with how refreshed you feel.